KSL at Night was recorded and produced this afternoon. KSL at Night. Some of Utah's top political specialists join a roundtable on the day's biggest stories. KSL is at 102.7 FM and on every smart speaker when you say play KSL News Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to KSL at Night. You're here with me, Leah Murray. I am KSL's resident political science professor, and I'm by myself this evening, but we're still going to have a great conversation. I'm hoping that you, like me, are getting texts from KSL News Radio, because then you get to know all the most important things, and I feel like you'll get those beats during the day, and then you cap off your evening with a KSL at Night, a conversation about what all is happening. So if you want to get those texts, so you know all the things that we know here, is you want to text BREAKING, B-R-E-A-K-I-N-G, to 57500, and you'll start getting some updates straight to your phone. All right, let's get into what's happening right now. Unless you have really not been paying attention for the last couple of years, we have been having a conversation in this country about military support to Ukraine. Ukraine has become kind of a divisive issue. It splits the country. It splits mostly the Republican Party, interestingly, as they try to figure out what side they want to come down on. Then in the last 6 months, when Gaza, when everything kind of exploded in Gaza, kind of blew up there, then it is the case that we're now building into this a story around whether we have funding for Israel. Then you add like the 6-year conversation about funding for border security, and all of it becomes kind of a hot mess. To help us figure out where we are currently, because there is a legislation in our Congress right now in the United States Senate, we've got with us Bridger Beal-Savetko, KSL.com reporter. Welcome to the show, Bridger.
Hey, thanks, Leah. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, so Bridger, I feel like that was a really wordy, hot mess of an intro, but I feel like this whole story is a wordy, hot mess of a story, right? Bridger, can you bring us up to speed and our listeners, just in case they aren't paying close attention, what is the, you know, like, what is the problem that we're talking about?
Yeah, well, I think you said it really well. And, you know, there's this Ukraine issue that's been going on for several years, war in Gaza, concerns about China potentially invading Taiwan down the road. So it's kind of a mess because there's just a lot going on in the world right now. And Democrats and a lot of Republicans in Congress since October have been trying to approve more funding to Ukraine, economic and military aid there, as well as to Israel and Taiwan to help them out. And there's some other policies, like you mentioned, border security, a possible bill to force the parent company of TikTok to divest if they don't meet some requirements or sell to an American company. So a lot that's been going on in the House on Saturday. They stayed late into the weekend to pass a series of 4 bills, this funding package for foreign aid that includes money to Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and then kind of a grab bag bill with that TikTok policy, sanctions against Russia and other things like that have kind of been long anticipated and haven't been able to get any traction on those until now.
All right. So here's what I think is interesting, right? Our congressional delegation was split on the vote for Ukraine, right? My understanding is 2 of our members voted for funding for Ukraine, 2 of our members voted against. So that just gives you an idea when I talk about how the Republican Party is not in one place on this. And the article that you have is about Senator Lee. You tell us, I won't give away the ending. Where is Senator Lee on funding for Ukraine?
Yeah, he's long been opposed to it. And he's said in social media, you know, it's not that he doesn't think that Ukraine should be able to defend itself or doesn't want Putin to win necessarily, but that he's not for sending the amount of aid that the U.S. has been spending in Ukraine. He wants to see it spent on border security, other policies like that. Isn't a fan of the price tag involved. So he's been working to rally enough Republicans in the Senate to block this bill in the Senate that the House passed, you know, until some of those other conditions are met. But from what I can tell, from everything I've seen, it looks like there's enough Republicans and Democrats in the Senate to approve this bill, possibly later tonight or tomorrow morning, and send it to the president.
All right, so Bridger, I want to talk right there. You've got in your article a picture of a I don't know if they're called tweets anymore, but a tweet on X by Based Mike Lee, which a little bit is his more out of the box channel, right? Like where he talks about things a little more feisty, I think. And on this, in this picture, it is, you know, a woman holding a hand of a guy, and it's like Republican Party, Democratic Party, and the conservative is the one being cheated on. And he says, please like and share if this resonates with you. What is it about Senator Lee that he doesn't see what's happening the same way that, like, for example, Senator McConnell or maybe even our own Senator Romney do, right? That they see these crises as one of a piece, right? The Taiwan one that you brought up, the aid for Israel, the aid for Ukraine as kind of a, you know, stabilizing force, if you will, making sure that these authoritarian regimes don't have big push. What is, like, why does Mike Lee just see it so differently?
Yeah, that's a great question. And you know, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but it has been an issue that's split the Republican Party. You know, if you think back to the Ronald Reagan days, he kind of had this ethos of peace through strength and aiding our allies abroad, like Ukraine or other allies in Europe and things like that. And there's kind of a split right now in the Republican Party. I think former President Donald Trump has been much less hawkish in some ways, as far as aiding allies. He's been a big critic of NATO, a treaty alliance. And I think for other reasons, I think specifically spending, Mike Lee is a, you know, a fiscal conservative, you know, wants to cut the budget, doesn't want the federal government to spend as much. I think it's been a big change from those conservatives who are maybe a little more more fiscally focused, whereas some of the old guard, like Mitch McConnell and I think Mitt Romney, has been more supportive of Ukraine, see this as a real, you know, not only an issue to help our allies, but see it as helping to prevent the spread of, or, you know, help prevent Russia from gaining more power, kind of think it in America's best national security interest to kind of deter an enemy like that. And same thing with China. I hope that answers your question.
Oh, no, yeah. And Bridger, I've got a question for you. Follow up to that a little bit. So I Googled, where is Senator Romney or where is Mitt Romney on this Ukraine bill in there today? And I'm going to tell you, like, the most recent reporting I see is like a couple of months ago where he's talking about it. Do you have a sense of where he's voting? Did I just miss that? Like, where is he going to be on this legislation?
You know, I have not seen a specific statement on this package of bills. When they last tried, they actually tried to pass a bill linking Ukraine aid to border spending, some enhanced border security measures back in February, I believe. And Mitt Romney was on board with that proposal. Mike Lee wasn't, even though he's said that he wants to see the border addressed in a bigger way. Mike Lee was still in, didn't think that bill went far enough towards securing the border, but Mitt Romney was supportive of that. So I would guess that he is supportive of this new package, or specifically Ukraine aid.
All right, Bridger, so let's look into your crystal ball a little bit. So you think, so what I hear you saying is Senator Lee is trying to block getting to that 60 vote, right? So listener, Senate needs 60 votes to do anything. They need a supermajority whenever it's something kind of, you know, controversial like this, because they need to be filibuster proof. So we're looking, you said, I think earlier, later this evening or tomorrow, that this bill comes through. How do you think it goes? Does it pass?
I do think it does. Talking about that filibuster proof majority, I believe it was a little less than an hour ago, actually, that they voted to close debate on that bill. And I believe it got 80 votes to break the filibuster. So they haven't voted on the final package, kind of given it final approval. But it has cleared that initial hurdle. So it does look like there's enough, enough Republicans and Democrats who are both in favor of the proposal, and it should pass, pretty easily at this point, I think.
Okay. Bridger Beals of Echo, thank you so much for keeping us up to date on this. KSL.com reporter, thank you for joining the show.
Yep, happy to be here. Thanks.
All right, listeners, next up on KSL at Night, we're going to pivot to the Chad Daybell, Lori Vallow Daybell drama that's been going on, because we've got more on the Daybell Myrtle trial. Stay with us.